our offices are inundated with people contacting about home help and trying to get people to get a little bit of help to keep people at home. And it's unbelievable what's happening at the moment. You know, people terminally ill, trying to get home from hospital and go on a waiting list for home help. And there's no doubt about it, like, beds can be freed up if people get support at home. And as I said in the door last week, it costs €120 to keep a person in their own home where they want to be, and it costs €7,000 to keep a hospital bed running. So it doesn't make sense, quite honestly, what's going on at the moment. And at a time when $16 billion a year, the most money ever being spent on health, and to see the most needy of all, the people that are sick and the people that want to get home, and families that need a little bit of home help or a bit of help at home, and they can't get it. And going, you know, it's unbelievable, quite honestly.
And not only are people struggling to secure the hours themselves are being cut.
The hours have been cut as well. That's another issue. I had a woman who was terminally ill in the last week, who had 3/4 of an hour a week, and she's been cut 15 minutes a day. And, like, you know, this person could easily be in a nursing home if she's always, but her family want to keep her at home. But they need help. People need help to keep people at home, particularly people that's terminally ill. And quite honestly, I cannot understand, and all the money that's been put into the health service, that it's the most vulnerable and the weakest in society that's been victimized, and that's what I call it.